Coke is one of two registered names for a beverage composed of carbonated water, sugar, and flavorings. Coca-Cola is the more formal name. Americans annually consume more flavored waters than water, and colas account for 3/4 of the flow. The average American drinks 48 gallons of Coke and other flavored fizzy waters in a year, but only 37 gallons of tap water. Why is this? It could be Coke's secret formula. But the secret is absolutely formulaic. Like most other soft drinks, Coke is 99.5% sugar water. The other 0.5% is composed of burnt sugar, or caramel, which colors the water, caffeine, which contributes the kick, phosphoric acid, for that tangy taste, citrus and other oils dissolved in alcohol, for taste, vanilla for smoothness, and glycerin for a preservative. It also includes infinitesimal amounts of coca leaf and cola nut, mainly for the name. But these ingredients don't account for Coke's popularity, because, for the most part, even cola drinkers can't identify their own brands in blind taste tests. The main ingredients, in fact, are more metaphysical than physical. They are advertising and imagination. According to advertisers, Coke is a user image product, which means that, like beer and cigarettes, people buy it as much for its image as for its taste. The authors of the revealing book, The Cola Wars, contend that Coke doesn't nourish, intoxicate, or really quench thirst. But oceans of Coke have been sold simply by identifying it with cherished values and institutions, and later with coveted lifestyles. Image has totally triumphed over content. Advertising, which works more magically than alchemy, transmutes a non-essential brown liquid into the real thing. While Jesus turned water into wine, advertisers turn water into profits. Because many Americans drink up Coke's advertising, we do indeed imbibe good vibes when we drink this liquid. But we are drunk mainly on images and advertising jingles. We know that things go better with Coke because Coke adds life. We'd like to buy the world a Coke because you can't beat the feeling. We feel secure in a changing world because it's always Coca-Cola. The brand name brands us as well as the beverage. The decorative ingredients on the outside of the Coke can are as important as the liquid inside because they reinforce our attachments to the Coke mystique. The red color of the can was designed mainly to catch the eye of the consumer, but it brings back all of the associations of a century of successful scarlet advertising. Coke is to red as Pepsi is to blue. Coca-Cola's stylized Spencerian script still recalls the cola's classic identity. Likewise, the new can includes images of the archetypal skirt bottle and the omnipresent red circle of older Coke advertising. Like the Nike swoosh, Coke's white wave, introduced with the Catch the Wave campaign of 1986, connotes modernity and new wave fashionability. Coke, therefore, can be simultaneously classic and contemporary, historical and hip, all things to almost all people. When Dr. America drinks a can of Coke, he consumes less than 200 calories of food energy. The can itself consumes more than 1,600 calories of energy in production, because aluminum is one of the most energy-intensive metals to manufacture. 1/4 of all aluminum manufactured in the United States takes the form of cans, which in the case of Coke cost twice as much as the liquid they contain. The distribution of Coke also takes energy. An aluminum can weighs 0.5 ounce. With its contents, it weighs almost 1 pound. It's the mark of American affluence that we have the energy to truck millions of cans of this colored water every day. Although the Coca-Cola Company continues to oppose mandatory deposit laws, it does ask consumers on the can to please recycle. Despite this polite request, approximately 40 billion of the 100 billion beverage cans that Americans use annually come to rest in landfills. In this way, the people of the United States throw away more aluminum than most nations use for all purposes. We are a can-do nation, but too often we can-don't. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, the prof that refreshes.